And we are back on the KYMM Morning Show. Joining us now in our studios from the Northfield Public Library is Director of Library Services, Natalie Draper. Good morning, Natalie.
Good morning, Jeff.
Thank you so much for coming in today. It's a beautiful day.
It's finally, is it spring? Is it spring for like a week and then it's just going to be summer?
Let's hope that, hope we don't regress anytime between now and then. It has, you know, we talked, I think, a couple of times ago when you were in about your goal of walking to work every day. It's still on?
Yeah, you barely see me wandering by the window there.
I do see you walking by the window.
I walk pretty much every day. Occasionally ride my bike.
What's going on at the library? You brought in a visual aid today.
I did. I brought in a... I was going to try to get you to guess what it is, but I already told you. So.
It's a space alien.
No, it's pretty neat. These are 360 cameras, and they allow us to take a picture sort of like in surround, right? So 360 degrees, it can capture the whole room.
Are you taking a picture right now?
I'm going to take a picture right now.
Okay. I need to smile, do something.
<You don't really. laughs>
Stomach in. Shoulders back.
I'll send that to you later. But that'll be a neat way to see to scan around the whole room. So,
all right. Yeah. So, why did you bring this in?
I brought it in because this is part of our new STEAM kit. So, a couple months ago, I talked about how we have some really neat STEAM kits for kids, and now we have some for our teens and adults, too. So these are art and technology kits. We have kind of more to the analog side with our little wooden printing press that I brought in, and these 360 cameras that come in a kit. So you'll get the GorillaPod and a sort of a waterproof case, not for underwater photography, but if it rains, it's okay. So it's a nice hard shell case that you can put it in, sort of like a plastic tube, and they all come together, and you can check those out at the reference desk.
All right. Yeah. High tech and kind of old school, too,
right.
All in one kit.
We have DSLR cameras, too. So if folks want to do some more professional level video, some kind of interesting video with 360, we've got you covered. And LinkedIn Learning has plenty of tutorials on how to do both things. So if you don't really, you're like, I'd love to learn, but I also don't know how, you can check out the tools and then you check out the learning resources on LinkedIn Learning.
All right.
Yeah.
That sounds like a great program. Yeah. And that's available. Do you have to reserve that? Or
You'll want to check out the reference desk to see what's available. They are in the catalog. And so you can search for them. I think we have them so that you can't place holds, but that I'm not real sure on how we have that set up. So I would check with the reference desk. You can see the printing press when you walk upstairs. It's actually out on the kind of the wall when you walk up by the teen space.
All right.
See that one.
I will have to check that out next time I'm in, and I will be in more often.
Come on by.
What else is happening at the library?
Well, this is kind of the period that I've been calling as the not very calm before the storm. It's never really calm at the library, but summer is our really, really busy season, right? Because we have Books and Stars concerts coming up. We have our summer reading program coming up. First off, though, for our big summer kickoff is Pride in the Park. And Pride in the Park, I can't believe it, the next time I will come in here is like the day before Pride.
Wow.
So I want to get folks excited about it now. Okay. We have more than 40 booths from LGBTQ+ resource organizations, artists and craft people, affirming churches, and area businesses and nonprofits. KYMN will be there broadcasting live from the from the park. We'll have some food vendors, and Culligan of Northfield is donating 20 cases of water to keep attendees cool and hydrated. So that's a really generous gift from them.
Yeah, very much.
And that is June 4th from 11 to 4.
June 4th.
Yep,
it's on our calendar.
Saturday,
I know that.
I know. So that is really exciting.
When do Books and Stars and those get underway? Is that this month? Or
nope, that's June.
Okay.
Summer reading starts June 13th.
Okay.
Yep.
Sounds good. Put you on the spot there.
I know. Yeah,
but you pulled
my
that
days.
One right
that wasn't
out
on my
there.
List here. We have a full May, even with all of that coming up. The Minnesota Author Tour continues with an author talk by St. Olaf alum Natalie Warren on her book Hudson Bay Bound. This is a really cool kind of a two-part program because they'll have our nonfiction book club discussion of the book the week before her visit on the 24th. So if you want to just dig into the book with the book club, come in and discuss it. But the book grab a paddle and join Natalie Warren on her journey to become one of the first two women to paddle over 2,000 miles from Minneapolis to Hudson Bay. Now, the talk goes beyond day-to-day life on trail. wildlife encounters, fierce weather, struggles in an enduring friendship, and a polar bear sighting, which is doesn't seem possible.
Maybe they're kind of their head south. Wow.
So through music, storytelling, and poetry, she inspires listeners, which should be a really, really great talk.
That's a pretty impressive feat. I'm sure she has all types of stories that came out of that 2,000-mile canoe trek.
Yes. Yeah, so that should be really interesting, and that is on the 31st.
All right. Natalie Draper, once again with us from the Northfield Public Library. We're talking about things that are coming up in the month of May and beyond, really, for that matter. What else do you have?
This Saturday, tomorrow, we have the Handbell Ensemble performing in the atrium. If you haven't seen them before, or if you have seen them, you must. They're fantastic, and that space is so great for it. I think the acoustics in there are really good, so... that'll be at noon tomorrow in the atrium. Right before that, we have a really cool Spanish immersion program. It's a game of pirinola, which I'm probably saying that wrong. That's at 10 a.m. So it is a fun traditional Mexican game. So come and play the game, learn about its origins, leave with prizes, and a new game to play.
All right.
All ages are welcome at this event. This
What's the name
everybody.
Of the game?
Pirinola, P-I-R-I-N-O-L-A.
Pirinola. All right.
Oh, that was a really neat event. And let me see. I covered Pride. So on May 23rd at 6 p.m., this is one of the great opportunities where the two parts of my job get to intersect, because I'm also the liaison to the Arts and Culture Commission, and I kind of manage the city's art public art program. We have a new public art project coming soon, will be installed at Highway 3 and 3rd. It's a big 15-foot eagle sculpture by a Lakota artist from Marshall, John Sterner. And we're really excited about this. It's going to do great
Which
things.
Which corner is
intersection,
it on?
Right across from the Quarterback Club.
Okay.
Kind of there's a little part of the parking lot, and then there's the traffic control there. So it'll be kind of in that. There's a sculpture pad. The heart used to be there.
The heart used to be there,
So it'll be where the heart was.
Would that be a permanent installment?
It will be.
Yep,
this was commissioned by the city last year, and so it's almost done. It'll be installed soon, but we're going to have the artist here in conversation with our own Matt Gimsey on May 23rd at 6 o'clock. It'll be a fantastic conversation about their craft and their inspiration and their
life. Sounds interesting. Yeah. I can't wait to see the new piece of public art that we have.
Yeah. Well, and if you had been in council chambers recently, you might have seen the new mosaic that was installed there.
If I had been in there recently, I would have.
You should check it out next time. Anybody walking
will.
By, you can peek in. It's beautiful. It was done by an artist from St. Paul, and this was another Percent for the Arts Commission with part of the City Hall remodel. Lori Green out of St. Paul. A beautiful mosaic. It's a mural with a mosaic on the mural. It's really cool. It's on
All
the
right.
wall.
We'll have to check that out. Maybe next time Rich is in council chambers, he can snap a picture. Once again, Natalie Draper from the library is with us. We're just about out of time, but what else do you have going on?
Oh, very quickly, I want to remind folks that every first Friday, which is today, we follow my time here on the radio with coffee and conversation from 9 to 11. It has been really fun. We've had tons of great conversations, so I invite everybody to come out for that. And coming up quickly, June 1st, it'll be before I'm back the next time, a musical story time with the Chione Quintet. And this is Wednesday, June 1st at 11. This is a musical story based on Twin City author Ka Vang's Shoa and the Northern Lights Dragon. So it should be really cool.
Interesting.
For families. Yep.
All right.
Yep. And I think that's all I have for you.
All right. Well, Natalie, thank you so much for coming in. It's always a pleasure to talk with you. We will we'll invite you back next month. In the meantime, have a great May.
Thank you. Thank you. I'll send you this photo.
All right. Perfect. Natalie Draper from the Northfield Public Library. News with a side of sports. Tim coming up in a moment.